It's good to welcome back Pauline Santos, president of the Dartmouth Cultural Center in South Dartmouth. The Cultural Center, located in one of the oldest buildings in the town, the former Old Southworth Library Building on Elm Street. Pauline joins us this morning with some good news.
Ooh.
Welcome, Pauline.
Thank you.
Well, you recently appeared before town meeting, as I understand it.
Yes.
And you were hoping to secure a 30-year lease from the town.
That's right.
For that building. Successful?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We wrote the RFP. We passed it in. The select board approved it. And then we went and signed the lease. And December 1st, the lease begins.
Okay. I don't know if this has been mentioned. What's your rent, if you will? What's your lease payment?
Our lease payment is in-kind volunteer hours,
yep,
plus expenses like electric, heat, and those kinds of things.
So you have to take care of that.
Take care of all of that.
Okay.
And then we keep track of volunteer hours, and we pay for our lease.
All right. Well, it's not bad.
No.
you're not shelling out a monthly check.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Very good. I'm glad the town felt that way. What are the benefits of having a 30-year lease?
Well, having the 30-year lease gives us an advantage as far as getting grants.
Mm-hmm.
Because, let's face it, you don't want to invest your money in something that might be gone tomorrow. So having the 30-year lease means that we're in better shape to get monies to keep on operating.
Okay. And have you already started? I know you were successful in getting money to renovate and repair.
Yes.
Which is coming up in 26, I imagine. Have you got a whole team of, I know you don't have a whole team, but do you have a grant writer already thinking about those kinds of things?
Yes. We're already going for more money for the restoration, because we're going to need more.
Yeah.
But we're also going to do, we're planning a membership drive, because we can't use restoration money, grant money, for our operation. Mm-hmm. So we need to do that too. So we have lots of plans.
Okay, good. Now, you had previously raised enough money for some pretty extensive renovations, making the building accessible,
yes,
to all. New heating and air conditioning units, I thought, and some other repair work. We're closer to 26. When will that start? When will that come together?
Well, we have the first building committee meeting next week. And at that time, we will strategize how to do this, because we'll need to put out bids and contractors, and it takes a while, so I have my fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. But, you know, the big nut is really having the money, and then we can move ahead.
Right.
Because, you know, private contractors, they don't do shutdowns. They expect to be paid when they do the work. Okay, so that's happening. You're going to have a meeting in, you think, 26, spring of 26?
Well, I'm hoping, yes. Well,
sooner.
We close January and February as far as exhibits, so it'd be a good time to get some of that work done.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, check with you back the next time we talk with you, how it's all going. Volunteers are always needed at the Dartmouth Cultural Center. I know I've asked you this before, but I want to make sure people don't think they have to be, you know, Van Gogh's second cousin to go to the Dartmouth Cultural Center. No,
no.
That's not the case.
No.
If you know nothing about painting, you can still come in and help out, right?
That's right. Exactly right. We need gallery sitters that, you know, welcome the public, that you don't have to know about the art.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that come and take care of our garden. And, of course, the building needs to be taken care of. And there's a lot of work that can be done.
And if you have computer skills.
Oh, that would be great.
Computer skills would be great. It's a great way to volunteer, meet new people, And if you know how to operate a computer and update the website and all those kinds of things that people take for granted, really, that would be a wonderful thing to stop by. So how can people get involved? How can people be a volunteer?
They can call or go online, you know, and let us know, and we'll contact them, and then we make arrangements for them to come in, and we our volunteer chair will interview them, get them the paperwork they need, and get them started, and then they come in and work with someone that's already been there just to get accustomed.
Okay. Do they need any special skills? Well, a computer person would need his or her skills.
Sure.
Besides that?
No. It's just people that have a little bit of time and they want to contribute, and that works out great. I'm a retired elementary school teacher. I knew nothing about art, and here I am, so.
You're the president.
Right.
President for life, maybe.
No, I don't think so.
All right. We kid Pauline a lot about once you take that title of president, hard to shake.
Right.
Okay. Online workshop instructors also needed.
Yes.
And I know you advertise that on the website. Yes. And these are paid positions.
Yes.
That's correct. Yes. And this isn't a volunteer job. It's a paid position.
We pay our instructors.
All right. So again, you can also apply. You can also contact the Dartmouth Cultural Center or apply online. Let them know what you can do. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Pauline Santos, president of the Dartmouth Cultural Center on Elm Street in South Dartmouth. Couple of things coming up at the workshop, or at the Dartmouth Cultural Center, I should say. And one is a wreath-making workshop with Deborah Soares. That's happening November 22nd from 12 to 3.
Yes, and that's actually full. She wanted 12 students. We have 15 and a few more on a waiting list. Okay. And she's willing to do it again. So as soon as we know people are interested, we'll try again.
All right. I think the folks are generally interested in that kind of
right. And she's arts and crafts she's doing stuff. This for free. She's just doing it for us. And the only cost is the materials.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And she speaks fluent Portuguese.
So I did see a $45 charge?
That's for the materials.
For the materials.
Directly to her.
Okay. Very good. And coming up in December is the South Coast Artist Holiday Show.
December 5th is the opening.
Okay.
So they always have a shuttle. They empty out right in front of our building. Mm-hmm. And we'll have that exhibit. And the paintings, we ask the artists to keep them to a point where people might buy them for holiday gifts. Mm-hmm. And then something interesting we're doing is a children's holiday coloring book. One of our volunteers, and she's now a board member, had the idea that if we got an artist's painting, they would sign it, and you put it in, well, I don't know, some computer thing, and it makes mm-hmm. just the outline so that children could color it in. Mm. So we've planning on making books for kids when they come in.
That's wonderful. So December 5th is the opening reception?
Yes.
Okay, it'll go up through the month?
Yes.
Through the month of December?
And we are open on Sundays during that time. The South Coast artists cover the building later on Saturday till 5, and then 11 to 5 on Sunday.
Okay, so that's wonderful, though. Now, the South Coast artists, they're not necessarily your members, although some may be.
Right, some are, some aren't.
But what are they all about? Are they, is it a organized group?
Yes. Okay. I believe they have over 100 artists. Mm-hmm. And they have a studio tour in the summer. And people go to their studios to see their artwork. They've been very helpful to us. Matter of fact, I think we've had them every year for 7 years.
Okay. So again, during the South Coast Artists Holiday Show, the Cultural Center will be open on Thursday from 11 to 3, Friday from 11 to 3, Saturday from 11 to 5, and Sunday, special Sunday opening from 11 to 5.
Yes.
The only day you won't open is Christmas Day, is that more or less it?
No.
Okay. All right.
We've had a couple of different things recently. I don't know.
Let us hear about them.
Well, we had a book reading. She's an author. She lives in the area. Mm-hmm. And we had quite a turnout. It's free. And she read parts of her book. It's fiction, and it's all about a young lady that lives in New Bedford. So her book talks about all the places that we know about. We had a full house. It was really very interesting.
And who is the author?
The author is Carolyn McLaughlin, and she wrote Blue Collars. And she was able to sell some of her books at the event.
Oh, good. And what else has been going on?
We also had a poetry session. It's local poets that belong to Mattapoisett. And there were six of them, I think it was six, and they each read a few of their poems. And although I was an English major, I never liked poetry, but I'll tell you, it was fun. We enjoyed it so much. We laughed, there was sadness, and we had a full house.
This is why, I mean, Pauline's here every couple of months.
Right.
And we kind of miss talking about these items.
Right.
That's why you've got to be tuned into the website, because there are activities. It's not like nothing happens there. There are activities
right.
that go on.
Right.
And again, their phone number is 508-991-0484. And the website, and that's what it is dartmouthculturalcenter.org.
Yes.
Is that correct? So you should stay in tune, really. If you're hearing about some of these events and it's something you may enjoy, make some plans for the future to check it out on the website, and here too, but check it out on the website because you might hear something that we might not get to or we may miss.
In between.
In between our times together.
Exactly.
Here. So, all right, so this exhibit will run through the entirety of December.
Yes, I can't remember the last date. Before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. And is it all kinds of art or just paintings?
Yes. No, it's all kinds of art. There might be jewelry, maybe some statues.
Yeah.
We don't know. I don't know yet, but I know that gallery director knows what's coming.
Okay, so that will wrap up the year. As Pauline has mentioned, January and February will be months where the Dartmouth Cultural Center is closed, and hopefully some repair work can start to be done on that building, which is very old. But how old is it?
1889 it was
1889.
Built. Right.
Okay, so...
And it's beautiful.
That's a lot of years.
It certainly is. And it served the community.
136, I think.
It served the community all those years.
Yeah.
In
various ways.
Right.
Exactly. A library, headquarters for an environmental group,
yep.
And who knows what else. I don't know. But
it goes way back.
Yeah, it certainly does. And it needs some work, and the Dartmouth Cultural Center and the people in charge are hopeful to begin that restoration and renovation in the new year. But right now, the Cultural Center open to the public Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 to 3. If you need another day and time, special appointments can be made by calling the center, again, at 508-991-0484. Pauline, any closing thoughts? Let me just say something. I'm going to say something because, listen, this started out as a kind of a dream.
Yes.
And here we are. What are you, 3 years in now?
Oh, the first time we tried for a lease was 8 years ago.
Okay.
So it's been
quite a haul.
Yes.
Now you've got a 30-year lease. The building is open 3 days a week, 4 days for the special art exhibit coming up, the South Coast Artists. And
also in January and February, we don't have exhibits,
yeah,
but we will still have classes or workshops.
Okay, reason to check the website,
right.
dartmouthculturalcenter.org. My guest has been Pauline Santos, president of the Dartmouth Cultural Center, located on Elm Street in South Dartmouth. Pauline, thanks for coming in and stopping by.
Oh, thank you.
And that's it for Town Square Sunday this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to Mike Roberts and Tim Weisberg for their help in getting this program on the air and in our social media sites. I'm Jim Phillips. Join us next week for Town Square Sunday. Until then, have a wonderful Sunday and a great week ahead.